This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Humber Bay of Islands MHA Eddie Joyce is raising concerns about the situation at the emergency department in the new Western Memorial Regional Hospital in Corner Brook. Joyce says patients are waiting up to 30 hours to see a doctor, some on stretchers in quarters, some are placed in storage rooms, and the waiting area has limited seating capacity.
People who haven't got family doctors, and they can't afford to go to nurse practitioners, are ending up in the emergency room. What's happening in the emergency room is a lot of people who should be admitted can't be admitted because there's no beds, because there's up to 70 long-term care patients in acute care beds. This issue has been ongoing for months and months.
Joyce says it's been an issue since the new hospital opened, and the old hospital should be open for long-term care needs.
For the short term, it has to be done. The government's been saying that now for 4 or 5 months. They're going to review it. How long are you going to take to review that there's 60 to 70, and the number fluctuates, of long-term care patients in acute care beds that you finally got to do something? While they're waiting, they're reviewing it, while they're waiting for reports coming in, people are being turned away.
Joyce has written to the Premier and Health Minister asking these matters be addressed, and he'd also like to see government cover the cost of nurse practitioners. Meanwhile, Health Minister John Hogan says discussions on this are underway.
The federal minister of health, Mark Holland, put out an interpretation note only a week or two ago. It's fairly recent, to talk about paying for nurse practitioners. I mean, they're providing the medical service, and the same way sort of physicians would provide that service. It would be, we're all in the public system here. And the new interpretation is, what does that look like for nurse practitioners?
Hogan says he'll be meeting with the federal minister again this week in Halifax and expects payment for nurse practitioners will be a big topic.
What we are talking about in the department right now is, well, what does that payment look like? And not just in the department, with the nurses union and with other nurse practitioners as well, by the way. We met with three of them a couple of weeks ago. They're very interested in looking at this, looking at models, and we are right now trying to come up with models that will satisfy Mr. Holland's interpretation of, will satisfy people working in the system, nurse practitioners most particular, and of course, most importantly, bring more access to primary care, healthcare to Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. And if that's through nurse practitioners, that's definitely a good thing.
Hogan says government is also looking at options for long-term care in the Corner Brook area and says this includes using the former hospital.
So I can share with you that we're looking at that as options as well to deal with this issue. Has to be an appropriate facility. You know, with the hospital, is it appropriate for ALC? Are there any renovations required? Is that the best option, either short-term and medium and or long-term? But it's an option that's on the table that we're reviewing right now.
That was Health Minister John Hogan. And that's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.